Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Republican defenders of President Trump have used several different arguments as to why his dealings with Ukraine did not rise to an impeachable offense, whether they're attacking the impeachment process or as unfair or arguing that investigating the Bidens was in the nation's best interest. They've showed no signs of backing down from this fight.
Now the fight's officially here. Mark Lauder served as a special assistant to President Trump, now the strategic communications director for the Trump 2020 campaign. So, Mark, let's cut to the chase and move a couple months ahead, because you'll most likely be campaigning for a candidate who's been impeached but not removed. So how does that change things, if it changes things?
Well, I think it's first off unfortunate for the nation that Democrats are pushing this issue and putting the country through this, and they're doing so without a single vote from the other side. This is going to be a completely partisan affair. We've already seen that. In fact, the only bipartisan votes are no on impeachment. But if this is the way the Democrats want to wage the 2020 campaign, we're fully prepared to respond. We've seen a huge influx of people signing up on our website to volunteer for the president, signing up to donate for the very first time. Hundreds of thousands of people are reaching out because of this impeachment. And if that's what the Democrats want to do, then that's how we'll wage this campaign.
You don't think any Republicans will come over in the Senate? I mean, not a single Republican?
Well, I mean, right now, if you take a look at what the facts, there shouldn't be a single Republican. There shouldn't be a single Democrat that votes for this, because despite the Democrats controlling the entire process, the fundamental facts have not changed. There was no quid pro quo on the call. Ukraine said there was no pressure, and the aid was released. And despite all the histrionics and all of the witnesses talking about second and third hand reporting of gossip, of things they heard from other people, those fundamental facts have not changed one bit.
They still paint the case, though, and they say you can make the leap. You put it all together, and we've had this discussion before, and the only thing that's left there is the ask, is the favor. But I will meet you in the middle with this one and say that there is something missing from these articles: bribery.
Well, I think it just shows you how Adam Schiff has continued to move the goalposts. I mean, we talked when we heard for 2.5 years about collusion. That's not there. Then they moved to quid pro quo. That's not there. Then bribery, because that poll tested well, apparently. That's not there. No extortion. That's not there. And really all they are left with is that the president didn't play nicely with Congress. And that's not a means for impeachment.
But it's a political decision, impeachment, and it's, in essence, a worthiness to remain in office. So if the people feel that Mr. Trump is not worthy to remain in office, despite the exact ask not being on tape somewhere, you can read the conversation, you can see that there's a favor. If he's putting himself in front of the nation, which is what the Democrats say has been done, and that's one of the articles, abuse of power, that he's not worthy and he should be impeached.
Well, and I would also remind you, too, that what we are talking about is not investigating a political opponent, but impropriety, the appearance of impropriety by the then sitting vice president of the United States, and even some of the Democrats' own witnesses talked about during their open testimony about how they raised concerns about Joe Biden's son to the Obama White House, to the Obama State Department, and those alarms were raised, yet the president saying we need to get to the bottom of it is now suddenly cause for impeachment.
All right, let's take this away from the Bidens and the Trumps and back down to the people, because you mentioned signups and polling. The campaign pushed out a poll not too long ago saying 45% support for impeachment in this district that had flipped. And you called that a win, saying, look, the Democrats don't have this. We're going to take it back. But immediate pushback from a lot of strategists saying, this was a deep red district for a really long time. The first Democrat to come on the scene in that time, and it's still at 45%. That looks like a win for Nancy Pelosi.
Well, but there are a number of polls out there. There was one that was recently reported in Politico that talks about how polling on this is now a liability for Democrats. There was something, even a quote from Vanity Fair, that it's hard to read falling poll numbers as anything but a warning. Marquette showed that impeachment has dropped in Wisconsin, a very important state. So there's a lot of polling out there that shows, including something in The Hill recently that said there was a 10-point drop among independents. Yet Democrats are still doing this, and they are doing it in a nonpartisan, singular fashion. It's only Democrats doing this. That is not something we have seen before in our country, and not even something that Nancy Pelosi said should be allowed to happen. She and Jerry Nadler had said previously that this has to be overwhelming. It has to be bipartisan. It has to have the American people's support. It doesn't. And they're pushing ahead with this anyway because they know that it's the only way they're going to be able to stop this president from getting reelected.
But before there's a reelection, there's still a trial. What does that look like, do you think? What do you want it to look like?
Well, I think, obviously, I think the Senate will do its duty. They will do their duty to the Constitution. They will hear the impeachment case, whatever that may be, from the House. And then you will either get a quick resolution to it. There might be some witnesses here or there. But I don't think that, I don't think anybody actually believes that any of this is going to go further. And I think that the Senate will dispose of it and get back to the work of the American people.
This is Mark Lauder, Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 campaign. We reached out to California Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy and Tom McClintock to come on the newscast. Both declined the requests.